And Ravid says that Trump tells him, quote, I said, BB, you better be careful or you will be on your own very soon. I'm just curious, Fareed, because obviously Trump has seen the precipitous and shocking and unprecedented drop in the approval rating of Israel in the United States, and certainly of the Prime Minister of Israel. So he knows that it's a political winner to take on Bibi, Prime Minister Netanyahu, right now. What's the reality of their relationship? Does that quote reflect it or not?
I don't think so. I think Trump was letting off steam. I think partly he reads the polls just like all of us. And he's frustrated because the war is not going the way either he or Prime Minister Netanyahu expected it to go.
Yep.
I mean, the real story there, or the way to read it is, Trump is furious that the war is going badly. It is not in any way fulfilling the political goals that he thought he was going to achieve. Bibi Netanyahu sold him a bill of goods that turned out to be phony. And so there is some frustration with Netanyahu, but I think it's mostly just frustration that they were going to remember. The whole idea was they were going to cause regime change in Iran. The people of Iran were going to have a chance to finally be rid of this 47-year dictatorship. President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu, in the months after June's attacks, there were like Hamas has been destroyed, Hezbollah has been destroyed, the Iranians have been crippled, and yet look at the world we're in. The Iranians are in a pretty strong position in the Gulf. Hezbollah remains in Lebanon, and in fact, Bibi Netanyahu's war against it may have actually given it some support. Yeah. And Hamas is still in Gaza.
And Iran, according to what we hear every once in a while from the Trump administration, their navy is shutting things down, even though it's been at the bottom of the sea several times.
Right. I mean, the fundamental lesson here is there is only so much you can achieve with military power.